Good evening. Hello, sir. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion.
Thank you.
Are you a registered voter in Ohio?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. It's a very quick survey, by the way. Thank you so much for helping us. And let me enter the information here. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Repeat that.
Yes. Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Yes, it is.
It is? Thank you, sir. Very well. Second question. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock, trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
Yeah.
Would you support it?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe? Would you say support or oppose that?
I missed part of that. What was that?
Yes. Would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe?
Yeah.
Would you support it? Very well. How about that? If the law defines secure storage as a log container or case, would you support or oppose that?
If the law said...
A log container or case, would you support that as well or oppose it?
Yes.
Very
support.
Well, sir. Yeah, there are three different views of the law. If the law defines secure storage to include a lock box or other device that is designed to be or which can be used to store a firearm, would you support or oppose that as well?
Support.
Thank you, sir. Let's move on. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage of, would you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible by first a key lock? Would you support that or oppose it?
Support.
Okay, very well. And if the law required that the storage be accessible by a combination lock, would you support or oppose that?
Support.
And if the law required that storage be accessible by a biometric identifier, such as a fingerprint, would you support or oppose it?
Support.
Thank you, sir. Let's move on. Thank you so much. If a firearm is not in the if a firearm is in a storage device, such as a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
It should not.
Should not? Okay.
No.
Thank you. If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lock box, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, also stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you feel it is secure or is not secure in that case?
Yeah.
It is secure?
Sure.
Thank you. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that required that gun to be in a store securely? Would you support or oppose that?
Support.
Support, thank you, sir. Almost done. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored? If it also includes language making it clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant, would you support or oppose such a law?
Support.
Support? Thank you, sir. And would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it? Would you support or oppose that such a law?
Support.
Support. Thank you, sir. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Would you support or oppose such a law?
Support.
Support. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Almost done. And would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Would you support that or oppose that law?
Support.
Support. Thank you, sir. Okay, almost done. In terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or Independent? Excuse me? Do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Hey.
Democrat? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. I missed that. Sorry about that. And for the statistical purposes, what is your age, please? What is your age, sir? 41. Very well. Let's move on. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, Anglo, Black, African American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or other?
Black.
Black. Thank you, sir. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male, female?
No.
Male. Thank you, sir. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation and your valuable time, sir. Very much appreciated. Have a good one.
Thanks. You too. Bye.